Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You are on Radio Pulpit on Just For You with me, Spongle Mofukeng, with you up until 11 o'clock. And at 11 o'clock, we will say hello to Dramini Yanni Belsa on Perspective. We gave you the sounds of Jonathan Nelson featuring Purpose, Manifest. And I did say to the family that we will be talking to Sir and Mr. Michael Tietzima, customer care grant administrator at the Pretoria local office, and we're talking about the beneficiary biometric enrollment system. He's on the line with me. Ntate Mate, good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning to team for Radio 2. Yes, I'm excited.
Ntate Mate, thank you so much once more for talking to us this morning. Last week, we started talking about the biometric system and everything else, beneficiary, biometric, whatever, registration and whatnot. But today we're talking about the enrollment system. But before we even get to so many things there, can we just get a brief of what is the beneficiary biometric verification all about?
Yes, we are so excited, as I've already indicated. Now, we are so excited because now it kicked in. Last week we said it will call, it's going to kick in, but now we are so excited because now it has kicked in across all provinces. So now, coming to the question you asked, biometric verification is a security measure to confirm the identity of individuals. Talking about the applicant, we are talking about the current existing beneficiaries through their biological traits. We're talking about the fingerprints and facial recognition.
Yeah.
So what we do, we compare them to those that have been captured with the Department of Home Affairs upon application for identity documents.
So it has, now, they have to look
about comparison.
Yeah, they have to look exactly the same with the Home Affairs. Okay.
Definitely.
Okay, but now, okay, I remember that we were talking about new applicants, that this will apply to new applicants. What about those who...
New applicants and those that are already existing on our system.
So if those who are already existing on your system and they used the new identification... Would they also be registered in the beneficiary biometric verification space or system?
Remember, at the end of the day, we're saying all beneficiaries, they need to be registered with the biometric system.
Yes.
So if they're going to be called, so that we also do the biometric enrollment for them as well.
Okay, so they need to be ready for the call and SMS and all that.
Definitely, yes.
And what will be happening there? Will they be, you'll be getting their fingerprints as well, just to verify and compare?
We'll definitely be doing the biometric fingerprints and facial recognition. We will be doing that.
So what?
Compare with the with Home Affairs.
So what the new SASSA biometric system, what does it mean for South African beneficiaries?
Yes, it means now SASSA henceforth will be using mandatory fingerprints and facial recognition for grant applicants.
Okay.
And then, as I've already indicated, even those that are existing on our grants. So it means from effective the 1st of September, all grant applicants, their picture on our system, approved on our system, they now include biometric fingerprints or facial recognition. Yes, now they include that. We don't need to capture them on the biometric system.
That is like really
and
exciting.
Now, all applications that are with biometric data will be immediately put into review cycle.
Okay.
So it means that we're going to notify clients of the need to capture biometric as per review process. Now, what we're saying now at where we are, all the infrastructure, this is what we have witnessed firsthand. all the infrastructure, all the tools needed to implement this new initiative has installed in all the offices. We're talking about all nine provinces has been installed in all SASSA offices. Now, staff has been trained throughout to ensure that readiness and efficient implementation. We have witnessed this. It's efficient and it's up and running. And then we must note that, not only, as I've indicated last week, not only beneficiaries or applicants are subjected to biometric system, but even as the employees, we also use biometric system to log in into the system. It's safe and it's secure for all of us.
So as you say this, the question that comes is, what are the benefits of then the beneficiary beneficiary biometric enrollment, and how will it benefit the beneficiary's biometric enrollment, benefit to the clients and the officials itself?
Now, the whole process helps to prevent fraud and ensure that payment are made to the correct person by confirming the beneficiary biological traits. We're talking about fingerprints and facial recognition to that captured with the Department of Home Affairs when they were applying for their identity documents. Now, that is the benefit. Fraud will never happen. So it means that it was going to be safe for all. Remember in the previous, whereby everyone will be using the ID, the old ID, the green ID.
Yes.
Now that ID, everyone was able to take out the picture, put in their picture, and they will present themselves to our office, and they make an application, and they will go. They will get away with it. Now, where we are, this will never happen at all again. So that is the benefit of that. No, there will be no more fraud. So for officials, no one can be able to process any transaction using my computer because of why?
Yes,
that will be required for every transaction to be processed. It needs my fingerprint. Without my fingerprint, you won't be able to go to the next step. This going forward will mean to us, we will be paying the right social grant to the right person at the right time and place in Jalo. That is the benefit of the biometric enrollment.
So will beneficiary biometric delay social grants, or will this cause social grants to be stopped, Baton? These are the questions that family people are asking.
Yes, I know it's a lot of panic because now from the 1st of September, we have seen the influx in our office. Just to ask the question, say, what's going to happen next? Now, the answer that we can give to them is that it's a big no.
It's a big no. Ntatemate?
Submitted applications.
Okay. Ntatemate, I think you got cut off after you said it's a big no.
Yes, it's not except of submitted applications. Because now when we are going to compare the fingerprints of the current person compared to those one registered at Home Affairs, then once it gives us a different story, then we will be able to know that this was a fraudulently submitted application. So the process will make it harder for fraudsters to exploit the system. The answer to that one is, as I repeat, it is not going to delay their social grant.
Okay.
But it's not going to cause the grant to be stopped as well.
But you're talking about fingerprints here. What if the fingerprints are also faint and do not read? What happens then?
Well, SASSA has high-resolution biometric scanners to cater with problematic fingerprints. And then remember, we can also use the facial recognition, which means it caters for two options. Either we go for the fingerprint or it will be a facial recognition system.
Okay, yes. So there are two ways at least. If the fingerprints fail, then you have the face itself.
Remember, when they made an application at Home Affairs,
yeah,
they did not. We used to take pictures outside and then we'll plug it in an ID.
But now it doesn't happen that way. Also, yeah.
They are also using the electronic system to capture the picture of the face of the applicant for the ID as well. And they also take the fingerprint. So it gives us two options that we can utilize, which is the fingerprint and facial recognition.
All right. Who exactly are these targeted groups?
All are targeted groups. But for now, where we are, remember, we have more than 12 million grant recipients as we speak.
Yes.
More than 8 million SRD COVID-19 as we speak.
Yes.
So now, if all they can want to do everything at once, it won't be possible.
Mm.
So now, that is why, in terms of the rollout, to make it easier, their key priorities are those who come to make a new applications. Those are now the ones that we will be utilizing it effectively, the biometric enrollment. There are those that have been identified for a review. Those that have been identified for review are those that we have found that they need to come and update their financial information or their personal information. Then we will be using that opportunity to capture them on with a biometric system. Now, and then, as I've indicated, those who are using personal debt, those who they want to update their personal or financial status, that will be our opportunity. Now, we want to always advise our clients and plead with our clients that they need to replace those old ID books with a smart ID, because smart ID is smart itself.
Yes. Wow. I also see that it looks like our driver's license, because now you don't have to go and get a picture outside. Everything is done inside now, so it becomes safe.
Exactly.
Yeah. Where will the beneficiary biometric enrollment be conducted? Because I think that is also one of the concerns. Do we need to go to our local SASSA offices, or how is it going to be done?
Our beneficiaries, they must take note of this. This will only be done, and I want to put it with bold letters, only be done at local offices. No one will come to their house to say, we need to take your fingerprints, because we know that once we implement systems like this, there are those that want to take advantage, presenting themselves as though they are SASSA officials.
Yes.
They need... All the beneficiaries need to guard against such. We won't go door to door to take their fingerprints, but we will request all SASSA beneficiaries to come to the local offices.
Okay. One question that I got as you're saying this was, what if somebody is unable to even go there because of whatever that they are suffering from, and it's really bad? Maybe they are homebound. How does it work?
Yes, we have two processes we can be able to assist them with.
Okay.
They need the person who will be taking care of those who will be not able to come to our office. They need to present themselves to our office.
Okay.
And request what we call home visit.
Okay.
And then with this home visit, we will be able to go with all the resources that we are using in our local office, in the offices, at their place, and we will do all the registration at their homes.
Yeah, but nobody should just rock up without them going first to the local office and requesting.
Yes, they need to come to the office, make a request.
Oh, okay. And how is SASSA addressing the issue of fake news and disinformation targeting the agency? Just this morning, I was looking at another one and I'm like, yo, is this the right one or is it a lie that we are reading here?
Now, that is the fortunate part, because now we are actively monitoring every misinformation. And then we are issuing clear statements to correct any falsehood. So it means now we are one step ahead because of realizing ourselves to make sure that the public are kept informed through the official channels. We are building strong relationships with the non-profit organizations, with the faith-based organizations, and all active organizations within the community so that they can be able to assist us. And once we are invited, we are there with, on the community, on the grassroots, to ensure that they are kept informed of any developments that is happening. Because our goal is to protect our beneficiaries from any panic or falsehood created by individuals spreading all the wrong information. So in that case, we said that all the beneficiaries, every member of the community, if they hear any suspicious or they pick up any suspicious activity, they need to report immediately to our office or they need to call the toll-free number, which I will give later on.
Okay, Jabuhlomela says, I was also concerned and worried because we were reading that the biometric system will cause us to stop getting SASSA until we are verified. How true is that?
As I've already indicated, this is not going to cause any delay to their social grant and will not cause social grants to be stopped. Yes.
So it's an ongoing process. It's an ongoing process. Okay.
Definitely.
All right. And what message would you like to give to the beneficiaries listening to us today in the Demat?
Okay. Now that we are in this new development that is happening at SASSA, all our beneficiaries, they need to embrace these new developments because it's for both their benefit and it's to ensure that the grant get paid to the right person. So they don't need to take it as though we are creating undue, unnecessary exercise to them. But they need to embrace these new developments. So, and they need to visit nearest SASSA office when they are requested to do so. So what I would like to say to them is to say, to make sure that the contact numbers that we have on the system is the contact number that is currently active. Because our communication with them will happen through their cell phone numbers and their addresses. So if they are not sure if the contact number is the same, the address is not the same, please let them visit the SASSA office so that we can update it, so that in future we might have this continuous communication with them. This is to ensure that a social grant continues without interruption. So we need to make sure that together we protect the social grant system and ensure it serves those who truly need it. And the biometric is to ensure that it's going to benefit those who truly need it.
Sandra is asking, Smangile, please ask Mr. Matide, are we really getting an increase in September? Are we getting an increase?
Unfortunately, you know, the increase lies with the presentation of the Department of Finance. Yes. So most of the time, the Minister of Finance will make the presentation before the beginning of the new financial year, which is the 1st April. And then he will be the one who will elaborate and detail and everything. That's where we are all able to figure out how much is going to be increased, for who and for which types of grants. So ours is to rely on the Department of Finance for more information. Yeah.
I think this is the information that people are getting, right? The one that we were talking about earlier on, that people would open their Google and there are messages, there are news there that are coming from different sources, or go to social media platforms and they are getting all sorts of information. And there's one that says, hey, in September, there's increase. Double payment.
The same thing happened with the July information, where everyone expected to say they were going to get double payment. But because of we are monitoring all this information, we were able to clear the statement and give correct information. That you won't be the everyone doing don't have to expect any double payment at all.
There's another one that says millions of beneficiaries to receive SASSA grants from 2 September, and beneficiaries across provinces covered. I guess that one is kind of accurate because it goes with the biometric system, that even when the biometric system is introduced, but the beneficiaries will still get their grants.
Definitely. That one we need to assure them. They will still and continue to get grants. It's not going to cause any interruptions to their social grants.
All right, then.
They must take note of this.
Mm-hmm.
We are in a process of doing reviews.
Mm.
Now, when we do the reviews, we invite the beneficiaries to present themselves to our office within 30 days.
Mm.
I think that's where the communication between SASSA and beneficiaries is. That is a gap that needs to be closed. Because as I've indicated, we might send the notification to the client using the contact number, only to find that contact number
is no longer in use.
No longer using it.
Mm.
So then they will not be able to present themselves to our office within 30 days.
Mm.
Now, what's going to happen after that? We are going to suspend the grant. That's where now the whole interruption comes in, because we were of the view that we have reached that line to present themselves to our office to update their information, but they don't come to our office, then we suspend the grant. So many people then they think and they offer the view to say, no, now it's stopping the beneficiary's grant. No, it's not. We deal with every case on its own merit.
Sandra is asking a question, and I think it's very important. With so many fraudsters, how are we going to be sure that this comes from SASSA? The message is coming from SASSA. Yeah.
Which message? The one that I'm presenting?
Yes. so there are so many fraudsters. I mean, I understand what Sandra is talking about.
That's why we always say to our clients, for every information, verify the authenticity of the media that we are using.
Mm.
So everyone has to trust to say, radio people cannot just invite anyone unless they have verified the information on their behalf.
Mm-hmm.
So now they need to be rest assured, because we are dealing with the institution that has that accounts to millions of listeners.
Awesome.
Yes.
All righty then. No, not the one on Radio Pulpit. Now I hear that damage. The one they will be getting as beneficiaries from SASSA to say, come for the review.
Okay. That one, that's why I said to our means of communication, they need to verify the authenticity of every social media.
Mm-hmm.
They need to verify information that they get on the corridor. So that's why I said our means of communication, we communicate directly to the beneficiary.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I made a call to all the beneficiaries. So in order for them to verify if the information is correct or not, they need to call the toll-free number.
Mm-hmm.
They need to visit their nearest SASSA office.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, they can be sure that the information will be shared is correct. They need to make sure that the information that is at SASSA, the contact details and their addresses are correct.
That's correct.
They need to visit us, or they need to call the number, which is 0800-60-10-11. And then on the toll number, they can just ask, please give me information. Let me check if the contact number is the same. Let me check the address is the same.
Okay.
If not, they need to come to the office for more information.
All right. And the toll-free number again, Ntate Mathe?
The toll-free number is 0800-60-10-11.
0800-60-10-11. Your closing words, Ntate Mathe, for today?
So we're just saying to our beneficiaries, this is an opportunity to get things right at our office so that our slogan that is paying the right social grant to the right person at the right time and place in Jalo can be achieved.
Thank you so much, Ntate Mathe, for highlighting this and for putting things at ease with so many beneficiaries that are getting grants from SASSA. Thank you, and please have yourself a beautiful, beautiful day further.
Thank you. Enjoy your time and day.
Thank you, sir. And yes, my family, that is Sir Michael Tsietsi Mathe. And this is the talk that we just had with you together with Ntate Mathe on the beneficiaries biometric enrollment system. So you heard how it's going to work like. But for more information, you can call their toll-free number on 0800-60-10-11. It's 0800-60-10-11. And the slogan is SASSA, paying the right social grant to the right person at the right time and place. Njalo.
Tune in to God's Grace. Radiopulpit.co.za. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.